The five chemicals are known as neonicotinoids, or neonics for short. They're widely used in agriculture to control pests, but they're also harmful to bees. The proposed changes for neonics would include protecting bees by restricting when pesticides can be applied to blooming crops, added labeling to advise homeowners not to use these chemicals, and requiring some farm workers to wear extra protective clothing. Ashley Chesser is the executive director for the Northwest Center for Alternatives to Pesticides in Eugene. She says with the widespread use of neonics, the proposal doesn't go far enough.
These restrictions will prevent kind of some major incidents of mass die-offs, but really it's just hardly even touching the bigger issue of the persistence of these systemic pesticides in the environment.
In Oregon, neonics are commonly used on ornamental plants and trees. Jenny Dressler is the executive director of the farm advocacy group Oregonians for Food and Shelter. In an email, she wrote her group is still reviewing the EPA proposal and that, quote, neonicotinoids continue to be an important tool for growers to control pests. Comments about the proposed EPA regulations will be open for 60 days. Eric Newman, JPR News.